Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
I'm sure that is exactly what you needed to hear from this man, Jonathan Butler. There, where would I be without you? Bring us to exactly 21 minutes before 7. Good evening and welcome to Eid. As promised, he's with us in our studios this evening. Dade, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Dade Moabi, and good evening to the listeners. It's always an honor to be here.
Claim repudiation, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's what we started with. And of course, we'll be following that Polo case closely. For those who might have missed it, if you can take them back to what we talked about last week, and to also see how far is the case and how what people can do under such circumstances.
Well, yeah, this is the case that we were discussing on Monday evening, sure. It's about the gentleman who owns or owned a Polo TSI DSG, that is automatic in Dade Moabi. He was involved in an accident in 2022. He bought a car in 2021. A new car. In 2022, he was involved in a car accident. He lodged the claim with his insurance, and the insurance repudiated the claim. He took the matter to the insurance ombudsman. Ombudsman agreed with the insurance, meaning that they upheld the decision of the insurance. So the claim remained repudiated, meaning declined, rejected. No payout for him. So he went to court to sue the insurance.
Before you go there, can you maybe share with us with regards to why it was repudiated in the first place?
You want the juicy details?
Please. Because I don't want to make people think that all the claims will be or should be repudiated.
Yes.
And sometimes we need to be honest, and instead of by not trying to paint insurances, you know what I'm saying, but
yes,
to give them negative attitude towards them. What I'm saying is, they're not all the claims are repudiated, and some insurance companies are honest with regards to paying out.
That's why we singled out this one.
Yes, yes.
To give the listeners,
okay,
an indication of what can go wrong.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this gentleman says he was driving on the road. Obviously, he has to drive on the road. I think it was a regional road, Bo R Mama. Bo R21, R20-something. So not the R80 Mama. He was on the regional road. He was following a bus. And the bus was following the truck. These ready-mix trucks. The ones that are transporting cement. Either liquid cement or concrete mix. The ones that have got a tank that is rotating at the back. Yes. So he says the truck was spilling that concrete mix onto the road. And the bus was driving over this concrete that has been split on the road. And then he also was driving on top of this concrete. So at some point, obviously, the bus will throw the stones at him as the wheels turn. And if you are following a car or a truck or a bus, sometimes you will hear your windscreen cracking because of the rocks, okay, or those smaller stones. So his version of the story is that so the truck obviously is not driving fast, okay. The bus is also not driving fast, according to him. Therefore, he is also not driving fast. That's his version.
So they're actually wasting his time.
No. Everybody's patient.
Oh, okay. Including him.
Including him.
Okay.
As a polo driver, patience and polo driver in the same sentence.
Polo driver and patience. Yeah,
I'm laughing because I was discussing this with one of the court officials.
Yeah,
He said, "I carry your wana. I robbed this studio." And then now, I was talking to a granny, you know, somebody a little bit old from the court, a court official, a presiding officer for that matter. And her impression was that I can imagine him driving on the seat, leaning back, like he's sitting on the back seat.
So his head according to them, is the one who's wrong there.
Okay, the conclusion that I drew there was that. If you get involved in an accident driving a VW Polo, you are guilty until you have proven yourself innocent. Everybody has got the impression that you are guilty until you have proven yourself otherwise. So, in this case, he says, because of the large amount of concrete that was being spilled on the road, then there were times or points whereby the bus was not touching the ground.
Just flying. And it apparently it was full.
Yeah. And his Polo, because it's lighter, obviously, it's very light.
Yeah.
Compared to the bus. Mm. We can just imagine how high it flew. Remember, this is the story that he gave to the court. So he said
it might have probably flew over the buses and both the buses so he and says, the trucks.
When his car flew, he says, obviously I got scared and confused. So by the time the car landed on the ground, on the road, it landed on the oncoming traffic.
Wrong side of the road.
On the wrong side of the road. Okay. On the barrier line, of course. It has crossed the barrier line. And then while you are on the air, you don't know whether you have to press the brake or accelerator.
Yeah.
You know, so he assumes that he pressed both because he was confused.
Yeah.
And then when the car landed on the other side of the road, there was a car coming on his way.
Yeah.
Okay. Then there was a head-on collision.
Oh.
So according to the pictures that he sent me and everything, it was like a serious accident.
Okay.
Yeah, because his car is badly damaged in front. The airbags popped out and stuff like that.
Including the suspension also.
Suspension.
Because of the impact of the car.
Yes, you saw the cups.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So I asked him, so which car did you collide with? He said, it's a Mazda CX something, either CX-3 or CX-5.
Okay.
He's not sure because then he was trapped in his car. Obviously, the paramedics came and they took him to the ambulance. He didn't see the other person on the other car.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So thereafter, the car was towed to the towing site by the tow truck. And then he lodged a claim with the insurance. And then he narrated the story, like I have explained now, that the car flew, landed on the wrong side of the road. So the assessors came back and said, no, you were overtaking on the barrier line, on the solid line. You were overtaking the bus and the truck at the same time. And then this car came in front and then it collided with that car. He said, no, that's not the story. The car was flying. Okay. Then the insurance said, sir, we are not buying your story. We repeated the claim. We are not paying you because you have got two clauses there. And then they quoted the clauses that say they won't pay if you are not obeying the rules of the road. In this case, they said he was over speeding because they got the information from his tracker. They requested the history from the tracker. The tracker showed that he was not driving on the with the required speed. He was over speeding.
It is probably when the car was flying.
Yes, well, probably when the car was flying. Yes, so he said, no, I was not. There was no way that I can drive fast because I was following a truck and a bus. Obviously, if it's a solid line, it should be a steep hill or something. So, yeah, everybody was driving slow. The problem is the concrete mix that was built on the road that caused the car to fly. So the insurance said, we are not paying your story. We are repudiating the claim. Your claim remains rejected or declined. We are not paying you. Right. So he went to the ombudsman. Ombudsman listened to him, listened to the insurance. The ombudsman agreed with the insurance. So they upheld the decision of the insurance. Then he went to court to sue the insurance. So the court said, no, what you are telling us is a kindergarten story. Go and tell this to the kindergarten kids, not to the court. So they ruled in favor of the insurance.
You are suing them how much?
Not to, to fix his car.
Oh, okay.
Or replace it.
Yeah.
That was from 2022 to 2023. Right? Now we are in 2024, January. So he says last day December, he sued the bank. Remember, he lost the case against the insurance.
Yeah.
Now he sued the bank. Because the reason why, what happened was that I asked him, so has the bank ever contacted you? He said, yes, they were requesting or claiming their money. He said, I can't pay for the car that I don't have. Okay? So
that's the bank's problem.
It's the bank's problem.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you want me to pay you, you must replace my car.
Okay, just like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that I can be able to pay you.
So if I can't drive it, I can't pay for it.
Exactly. So he went to the lawyer, a different lawyer, to sue the bank in December. So he says the lawyer's office.
Do you think all these things get legal advice? Or maybe he just gave those, you know, ideas to the lawyers, and the lawyers obviously had to agree with him.
Unfortunately, it's said that some practitioners, legal practitioners, cannot tell you, sorry, sir, you don't have a case here.
Oh, okay.
You always think, I can't take this case to court. But I was papa file, like, we're suing the bank here. It's a lot of money. Pay.
Yeah.
Boy, patala, they are holland. Yeah.
Very good amount.
Yeah.
He can sue everybody.
I'm supposed to go and tell my lawyer this, my lawyer that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he paid the money in December. So he still has to get the feedback now when the matter is going to court against the bank.
Okay.
He's suing the bank for his car. So the reason why he contacted us is that he received SMS for the towing company that claimed 100,000 for storage.
He must go and sue them too.
So that claiming 100,000 for storage from 2022 till now. If he doesn't pay them or make a proper arrangement with them, they are going to sell the car on his birthday, which is the 27th of January. Today is Thursday, the 25th. So in other words, on Saturday, they are selling his car. Right? The towing company to defray their costs. So, in other words, he still owes the bank and he still owes the towing truck or towing company. So, he wanted us to assist
him. And the court cost also.
No, he wanted us to assist him with the issue of the towing company to negotiate this issue of 100,000. As you know how we work in Dadumari, we deal with the whole thing holistically and we will advise you properly. We said, say, what about the bank? Right? He said, no, guys, do you think you're going to win this case for me or am I wasting my time? Actually, you know how these youngsters talk. They talk like that. Do you think you're going to win this case for me or am I wasting my time? We said, say, we need to open a file so that we can study all the documentation that we have. Obviously, there's lots of documents. Okay? But obviously, you've got an idea what's happening here. So, we're going to open a file and then we'll be able to advise you properly of the way forward. Let's open the file first. So, he decided not to. He's going to take the route of suing the bank. We said to him, however, we're going to tell you this for free. The bank and the towing company are the least of your problems. You shouldn't even worry about them. What you should worry about is the person that you collided with. Because you've already lost the case in court. So it means you are guilty as charged. Do you know what happened to that person? Whether he was injured, he's dead, he's still alive.
Does he know?
He said yes.
And what happened to him?
He said his friend apparently came to the accident scene.
Okay.
So he knew who the guy was, whom he collided with. The guy is the boyfriend of the owner of the car. So in other words, the guy borrowed the car from his girlfriend. the Mazda CX-3 or Mazda CX-5. So the girlfriend's insurance repeated her claim, citing that she didn't register the boyfriend as an additional driver.
Yeah.
You know, those fly-by-night insurances.
Yeah.
Mm. They're saying she didn't register the boyfriend as an additional driver, therefore they are not paying. So the car is still at scrapyard or whatever, towing services as well. All right. So I said to him, you know what's going to happen here? That lady whom you damaged her car is going to sue you. And when she sues you, remember, she's going to wallop over you because you have already lost the case against the insurance. So you are guilty. So it's not about her proving that you collided with your car, who's right, who's wrong. No, you are already guilty. That's the court ruling. So Yena, she's going to claim the damages from you, of your car, from 2022 until now. She's going to say she has lost the car. Maybe she's renting a car now, whatever alternative means of transport that she's using. She's going to claim that from you. And remember, when she sues you for that, for the damages, she's going to the same court that found you guilty. Most likely, you're going to find the same magistrate. And now, when the damages claim comes in, the magistrate might say, you know what, Wapapawen, I'm sending you to the jail.
And what was his response?
Breathing heavily.
Oh, okay. At least he understood what is coming his way.
Remember our colleague here who was involved in a car accident, received summons. You remember? A few years back, our colleague here at Radio Pulpit.
Oh, yes. I remember, yeah. Mm.
Worse, he collided with somebody that they attended the church function with.
Mm.
As they were driving home, unfortunately, they collided with each other. You know? But the other party sued him.
Mm.
He received summons. Now you can imagine what this lady is going to do with this guy.
Mm.
And then if the same magistrate receives the same case, and then you are a polo driver, wena, mutuelo insurance ya no patal, kavakala how, and onali gatsa usuya banka unzo suya di banka usuya insurance dire uredu patal. What do you think the court is going to do to you? But you know what? You are arrogant. You are silly. All these names. And then what I've seen previously is that the court can send you to jail. Remember the case that we had in December? The gentleman that was jailed in KZN.
Yeah.
That one was a lighter case. Imagine this one. This guy, he's an engineer by profession. He's working in the mine. He thinks he has got it all because he has got money. I said to him, be aware that the court might not even want your money. I know lots of people who have been jailed, whereby the courts didn't give them an option of fine. Because they're saying, no, if you give you a fine, you're going to pay it.
Yeah. You won't feel the pinch of the punishment that
so
they want.
So we wanted to go and stay in jail for 24 months. Okay? Or we'll say 24 months, 12 months suspended. Go and spend full year there. Uko polegele lum. Think about how you
send a message to others.
Yes, that's a deterrent.
Yeah.
So you don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Because he decided to go his way. We tried to advise him. But, okay, if he opened the file with us, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Immediately.
That's what I'm interested in. Yeah.
We were going to approach the bank.
Okay.
And voluntarily surrender the vehicle in terms of Section 127 of the National Credit Act.
Okay.
Let the bank fight the storage guys. Because the bank is going to refuse to pay the storage.
Yeah.
The bank is going to tow that car from there.
Yeah. Kankan. Eh.
You know? Yes, they fought a lien over the car, but the bank is going to say, we're going to pay for towing only. We're not going to pay for storage.
But is it too late for him to get that?
No, the car is going to be sold on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
If the car gets sold on Saturday, then that's over.
Yeah.
Then the bank is going to be on his case. And then the owner of the other car there.
Yeah.
This guy might find himself in jail.
And
then the minute he gets a criminal record, then his career is over.
Yeah. The money is gone.
let alone about the money.
Mm.
His life is over.
Yeah.
A simple thing like that.
Mm.
Just a behavior.
Mm.
How you conduct yourself.
Yeah, sometimes we really need to acknowledge that we are wet behind our ears and allow those who have been there before us to advise us. That's what I've learned from this. That they, yeah, in closing, what can we say to the listener? After that, you give them your contact details.
Well, Ndarimwabi, God works in miraculous ways, in different ways.
Hmm.
He will direct you to the right to the right place. Okay? He will invite you to the table to come and eat. Okay, just left over us. When it's up to you whether you come to the table or not.
Mm.
You make the choice.
Mm.
Like he did with David. David came to the table and took his rightful place.
Mm. So it's up to you with regard to what is it that you do.
I mean, he came to us.
Given to you.
Mm. When we are just the vessels.
Yeah.
Redisabled to somebody.
That.
When we are going to get the bank to fight his battles.
Mm.
And not to deal the owner of the kites arrangement, okay, get up at 500, whatever the case may be.
Come
on.
And the doctors, not the doctors, the lawyers, where would they be then? I think they will be saying, ah, they got their money.
No, these ones are just going to chow his money and then leave.
Yeah. And there's not absolutely nothing he can do about it.
Yeah. Because, okay. I mean, obviously, it's unfair practice for guys, but mislead that this guy, man's on a case. He has in a case. He has a case.
Okay.
I mean, how can you sue the bank or bank or regularly? Umangwen.
Yeah.
Banga you can be a chelet or regularly. How about that chelet? That one. Utwa shuwa. Utwa. Kima chasinga kuli.
Bang. Dada, thank you very much for your time. Please give us your contact details once again.
067-226-5934.
Okay. 067-226-5934.
Email address info
at
marefi.
At marefi.
.co.za. Okay.
Thank you.
It's
067-226-5934 and info at marefi.co. .za. Give contact Tsaga Ntate Elias Shamatla right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.